This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
13 after 7, and we are discussing the participation of women in the agricultural sector on the African continent, focusing on Zambia's future farms on women's participation. And senior manager of AGCO Zambia, that is Kolongo Chitengi, joins us on the line. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Tumisani.
It's absolutely a pleasure to speak to you, Kalongo, but do first explain to us the diversified industry that you find yourself in and how AGCO is going to be doing differently to ensure that diversity indeed happens with the participation of women in the agriculture sector.
Thank you very much, Tumitani. The agricultural sector actually historically has been, you know, women have been involved in that for many, many years, leading many as producers, doing all the hard work in the beginning of any cropping season. And, you know, the rural communities across most of Africa depend on agriculture. In Zambia, agriculture employs about, you know, 40 to 60% of both rural and urban populations, either direct or indirectly. So it's a very important sector, and research has shown that it's the only sector that could actually have a great impact on economic recovery or growth of a country. So I find myself in this sector, which is really very critical, not only for our food security, but also for the economy, and women especially playing such a great role in actually promoting it, participating, and also ensuring that they look after their families and they protect their livelihoods.
Yeah.
So women are really in the center of agriculture, and especially rural agriculture. And we know that although they work so hard for the production, for the food, for harvesting, they are still not benefiting out of agriculture because they lose control at a certain time or in the value chain when it's time to harvest and go to market. Women's control is vastly reduced. So that's why I'm really excited to be in the sector, in that working at the Agro Future Farm and the programs that we are running, we're able to actually support women and give them that skill that they need to understand what agriculture is about, how they can fit in agriculture in these days. Because, you know, with climate change, all the very unpredictable varieties of rain, flooding, droughts, agriculture has even become very much more difficult. And so when you think that the women are also, you know, performing agriculture as a whole, so it's also very labor intensive. So at the Future Farm, we're providing opportunities for women to not only get the agronomy that they need to have, but also to expose them to the different kind of machinery that is possible for them to access, you know, either through government programs or through, you know, entrepreneurs who can afford to buy, you know, mechanization packages and place them in a different, you know, strategic location within the community, so that we can also access a small tractor or, you know, a planter or any kind of implement so that they can make, you know, agriculture easier for them.
How then has the sector received the very deliberate structuring of placing women and elevating them to a status that is very fair and at the same level as the males that dominate this particular industry? Because as much as females have been a part of the agricultural sector, the status is at times not reflective of that.
Exactly. It's not reflected, and that's because, you know, women have been seen as, you know, cheap labor for many households. So they do the work, they don't get paid because they are part of the fund and it's expected of them that they should provide that labor. But I'm happy to say that many women and many, you know, participating women who access the Future Farm actually see that they have potential, and that they can actually do a lot more if they only just get the right kind of support. And also what's really gratifying is that they are not asking for handouts, but they just want to have an opportunity, you know, to learn, and they're willing to pay whatever they have so that they can access that that education. And what we've also done as the Future Farm is to also make it more conducive for them to actually participate by going out to them. So even though we have a fully fledged modern training center, we find that some of our programs actually are taken to the community so that the women can access, they can come to the classroom, you know, or under the tree where we're doing the training with their babies on their backs.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they're within their homestead. They can still keep an eye on the pot, on the, you know, on the pot cooking on the fire.
Mm.
So we just make it very conducive that women can participate and also have some of that knowledge that the women folk, that the men folk already have.
Lastly, how integral of a part is the state playing in ensuring that you achieve the goals that you have set out to?
I think the state has created an enabling environment for us to set up here and do what we do. They are also very keen and partner with us, you know, through their camp extension officers or agriculture officers on the ground. They want to also share with us the material that, you know, they're using to push forward the national agriculture agenda. So they are partners, and we are happy that we can collaborate on a number of areas. And also they really play a role in mobilizing communities and actually, you know, showing them that this is a very important program and that it can serve them well if they participate effectively.
Absolutely encouraging. We wish you all the best. Thank you for your time once again. Kalongo Chitengi, Senior Manager of AGCO Zambia, talking to us about future farms on women's participation in agriculture.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.